Joining me now is 50 Up Circus members Mary and Hazel. Hi, Mary. Hi, Hazel. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Eleanor. Thanks for having us.
Now, tell me, how does this 50 Up aerial work? Can anyone join who's over 50?
Well, I guess the first thing to say is a bit different from last year. We're now called 50 Up Circus because we're trying to be a bit more inclusive of all circus arts, not just aerials.
Okay. Right.
So that's one change that's happened since last year.
Uh-huh.
But yes, to answer your question, anyone can join. You don't need to have any skills. We can run classes for people to familiarise themselves, and those that are confident or those that want to can come and join us in the shows.
Okay. Now, it's been over a year since you've come here on the radio, and you were promoting and doing a recruitment drive, really. How's that recruitment drive coming along?
Oh, it's been really cool. I think this year the most exciting thing is we have a new performer called Delwyn. Delwyn is 75 years young, phenomenal. She's an ex-dancer, so a pioneer of the Sydney dance company.
1973.
That's kind of cheating a little bit, don't you think?
Oh, from 1973 to 2025.
It's been decades since she was on the stage.
Oh, okay, right. But you still got that thing, haven't you?
She has still got that thing, but this amazing woman is flying around in the sky in a metal hoop.
Wow.
And, you know, she's nearly 20 years my senior.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's just so inspiring that
someone else
can just take to that.
When she first started doing the lessons, she was quite fearful, wasn't she?
I think she was.
Yeah.
She only started in December, Lyra, in December.
Yeah. And now she's performing.
Yeah, she was performing in July at Sydney Trapeze School shows. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. Now, this year, you've got a theme. What's the theme of your show this year?
This year, Mary came up with a theme of let's go back to old school TV, which is really cool. So we're basically a retro TV spectacular. And what we've done is reimagine a whole bunch of TV shows from our childhoods and put them to different acts on the ground and in the air.
Okay. What are you doing, Mary?
Are
they surprises? Yes.
They are surprises, but that's okay.
Yeah.
One of my favourite shows of all time was Laverne and Shirley. So I'm partnering up with my pal Trish Ferguson to play Laverne and Shirley on the static trapeze.
Okay, what about you, Hazel?
Well, of course, I'm Wonder Woman.
Of course.
She is actually. I could not have done everything that we've done this year without Hazel. So Hazel joined me as the show's co-director, co-producer.
Okay. And what else is different from last year?
Yeah, well, this year we're actually a not-for-profit. So after the success of last year, a couple of us got together, George and Jackie included with Hazel, and we thought, you know, we're people with jobs and access to circus, and we'd really like other people who are over 50 to be able to experience the joy of what circus has brought to us, whether that's watching it or participating in it. And so we formed a not-for-profit group, and any funds that we make go towards making circus more accessible to anybody over 50, but also we're really hoping to target people who maybe can't access circus so easily, be that due to location or money or ability, you know. So anything like that.
Okay, well, that's a great initiative. Yeah, and how's that going so far?
Well, it's really good because we've actually, wasn't surprising, but we've just put out a call to COTA, the Council for the Aging, and they've just been brilliant, and we're kind of partnering up with them a little bit to promote each other along the way. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Any grants on the horizon?
We've applied for one.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed it comes through. Yes, that will be really cool.
Yeah. And look, how important are these shows for dispelling the harmful stereotypes about ageing?
I've gone all tongue-tied. I think they're really important. I think what's interesting is, Delwyn aside, even all the rest of our performers, we all started late in life. We're not gymnasts. We're not people that have done this all our lives. We started late 40s, early 50s. John is a hand balancer. He started at 55 with the aspiration of wanting to join Cirque du Soleil.
Oh.
And let me tell you, at 60, he's amazing.
He's
hand balancing on canes. And I think it's just one of those things that, yeah, you can put us in a box, but we found this circus box and it's really just given us this different perspective on life that you know, we don't have to be too serious, but we can have fun, we can have a community, and we can work our bodies in ways that help us with mobility, concentration, focus, balance, all of those things.
Yeah.
And the community. And the mental health community is really
and
important.
You can escape out of that box. You can be an escape artist.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, I couldn't even hang on that bar for 3 seconds when I started. So when people say to me, oh, I could never do it, it's like, well, I couldn't hang under the bar and now I'm throwing myself around it. So don't say I could never do it.
No, never say never. Yeah. Look, you're performing at the Fringe. What are your dates and whereabouts? Which Fringe area?
We're at the Entertainment Quarter in the Vaults, which is sponsored by Fool's Paradise, and we're performing on the 20th and 21st of September, and the show starts at 5:30.
Goes for an hour.
And it's an hour long.
So that's Moore Park, you know.
That's very nice, over 50 time slot, isn't it?
It is. You can go for dinner beforehand if you want to.
Because after it might be too late.
No, you'll be done by 6:30.
That's right. In bed by 8. Look, thank you, Hazel. Thank you, Mary, for coming in. And, you know, all the best for the show.
Yes. Thank you very much.